Chinese New Year has always been huge in Honolulu, and the Chinatown Street Fair has been a part of it for the last 35 years. Jai and jindui being cooked in open tents, all the color, the sounds, the hoopla, all of this could fairly easily dwindle away.
It's a tough thing, and it's very disappointing, but yet sometimes it's an awakening process, too.
Gifford Chang is president of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce and long-term president of the Chinatown Merchants Association. Chang pitched in with the Merchants Association when the honorary mayor of Chinatown, Sun Ho Wong, passed on.
Through the years, after Sun Ho Wong passed away, we've lost touch with a lot of the merchants. And it's because it's a change. You don't see the Chinese merchants really operating anymore. It's non-Chinese, right? It's open to everyone.
Waning merchant support led to dependence on city and HTA grants. Those disappeared 3 years ago. Last year, the Merchants Association raised vendor fees for the street fair, and it rained. This year, only one-third as many vendors signed on.
Maybe about 8 years prior to that, we took a little survey to the merchants, and they said, oh, they didn't really need this event because they were doing so well. They were prospering anyway.
Unfortunately, things have changed in 8 years. The proprietress of Nam Fong, a purveyor of roast pork, duck, and chicken, says business has been declining steadily. Does the Chinatown Street Fair make any difference for you?
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. It's same for us, the business.
Not safe. Chinatown not safe.
Danny Ng is the owner of China Arts Restaurant Supplies. He's had a store in Chinatown over 30 years.
Chinatown business is coming very slow because a lot of homeless people make Chinatown so dirty, and people, they don't like to go to Chinatown.
Ng says 60% of Chinatown businesses are seeing declines in the last 2 years. He cites homelessness and, like many others, recent city traffic changes and stiff enforcement that don't allow people to pull over for a quick lay or takeout anymore.
That's why people, they don't want to go in Chinatown, you know. That's why it not only damaged the Chinatown owner business, it damaged the whole city business. The city is lose the tax, you know.
If you go to Chinatown at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the evening, why do businesses shut down when all other Chinatowns in other states are open and thriving? The first issue is to get homelessness out of Chinatown. At least 8 years ago, when things are flourishing, things are doing good, when homelessness wasn't a big factor, Chinatown did fine.
At this point, Chang says, both the Chinatown merchants and the Chinese Chamber of Commerce are reevaluating their New Year events.
Can they afford it? Can they produce something for the community for free?
Meanwhile, Ng says, after homelessness, what would really be helpful for the Chinatown merchants is somehow securing group business insurance and health coverage rates. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.